This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Folks, welcome to a Tuesday edition of What's on Your Mind. Most of this hour open for your questions and comments and or remedies for my cracked skin. Do you know, of all the things we talked about, like the future of the free world yesterday, I got more texts, emails, calls, and personal visits from people that were very concerned about my dry, cracked hands.
You're not alone in that fight, apparently.
Evidently.
Yeah.
Now, one person said, one listener said to put super glue on them. And I thought that was, I thought it was a joke, but
no, that'll wound. They do that with wounds too.
I texted back and they said, "No, that's the real deal."
Yep.
And then I just had this fellow Ty come in, and I know Ty because he's been to our house and he does this deal with the dryer vents. Like he asked me one time, "When is the last time you cleaned your dryer vents?" And I said, "Well, outside, I got to go up in the ladder about kill myself about four times a year and try to unplug everything when the clothes don't get dry." You have this problem, Kev?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We do about four times a year.
He says, well, just so you know, there's a lot more stuff still in the pipe.
Yeah.
So that's a fire hazard.
Yep.
I'm like, you would have to tell me it's a fire hazard. You would have had to tell me that now because now I can't sleep at night. The dryer's running. So I had him come over, and he blows it all out, and it's beautiful. I forget how much it was. It was cheap. $59, $79, and you got peace of mind, right? Well, now he's doing ice dam removal. And a lot of people use power washers to break the, like the gutter.
Oh, yep.
Ice dam.
Yep.
And that's a little dangerous on the, on the gutters and on the roof and everything else. So now they have low pressure and high heat ice dam removal that's working really, really good. And so this guy's just a super entrepreneur. Well, his daughter had a little project for school and she wanted lip balm that doesn't sort of,
the chemicals and all the stuff, and like, well, I guess like Carmex or whatever.
He was telling me the chemicals are designed to get you addicted to the lip balm, so you think you always need it. It's a way to sell more lip balm, rather than lip balm without the chemicals actually solves the problem without needing more, right? And they also did a little addition for the hands.
Did you go through the Carmex phases in the 80s and 90s?
You know, I never did.
I did.
I never did.
Jar of that stuff everywhere I went.
Yeah, a lot of people do, and they're constantly putting it on. This weather is the only time I get a little bit of it. In fact, at the hockey game on Friday night, I asked my wife, do you like chapstick? She didn't, so I bought UND chapstick.
Right. And it was only my years in Arizona that I dealt with the dry skin, dry lips, all that stuff.
Because
it is a dry heat.
Ty has dropped off some of the stuff, big jar of it.
Yeah.
And he's not even marketing his product. He thinks it'd be a decent product if, he could make it go with the whatever the labels and stuff, but this was just but I am going to have the ice dam removal come over right now.
There you go.
That's a dangerous deal. So thank you, Ty Singman, Liberty Home Services. Here's his number, 701-639-8021. You can go online and find libertyhomeservicesllc.com for a little tutorial, a little video on the ice dam thing. libertyhomeservicesllc.com. And his number again, 639-8021. Give Ty a call. Very nice of him. Thank you for the super glue suggestion and all of the others. It's really not a life or death thing. It's not childbirth. I'm going to be okay, but I do appreciate the care from everyone in the audience today. The country is cracked. That's what we have to worry more about. Not my cracked hands. The country is cracked. Joe Biden today is proposing to spend money now to avoid a deeper recession. He is of the opinion that if we spend more money, your kids' money, and grandparents' money, it'll be a deeper recession. This is the fundamental difference in Joe Biden from Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump did spend, due to COVID, a large amount of money. I don't know what that number was. But it was either 1.9 trillion or 3.6, okay? I don't exactly remember. 3.6 trillion, I think that was the total number so far, and Biden wants to add another another $2 trillion, okay? That would bring the total COVID spending to 5.5 trillion. What do you think the entire federal budget was in fiscal year 19, Kevin? Entire federal budget, Defense Department, you know, everything.
$3.5 trillion.
Five? No, just shy of five.
Five, okay.
So we're going to spend another $500 billion more just in COVID relief. And by the way, what are we going to spend it on? Well, we got important stuff there. Which is, here's what they're going to spend it on.
Oh.
You want me to run down how they're going to spend it?
I need to turn my headphones off here.
Now, don't turn your headphones off. You need to hear this.
Oh, I've already seen it.
Get your barf bag out.
Yeah, man, go ahead.
You do, Ton?
This is really unbelievable.
Hey, you ready for this?
Play it
safe
here.
All right. Go ahead. $380 billion of that extra trillion is going to be a top-off. What do you think a top-off means?
Top-off.
Yeah, it was like we didn't
top off the tank there.
We didn't give people enough for the $600 per person. We need to give them another $1,400 and then maybe do AOC's $2,000 a month. That's top-off money. Additional aid for people that already have gotten, okay? And we better throw another $350 billion at state and local governments because they're hurting too.
Especially those ones that let their cities burn.
Right.
Yep.
Give them more money.
Yep.
Now, I happen to think the state of North Dakota did a pretty good job in spending the dollars. Do I think they needed every penny of that? Nah, I'm not so sure. For instance, part of the federal money went over to the Bank of North Dakota, then the Bank of North Dakota handed that out. Now, I think the Bank of North Dakota could have done it on their own because they have a pretty healthy balance sheet, but they just matched those money and took it. Basically, we paid the Bank of North Dakota with our tax money to go over there and hand. And again, I happen to think the loans that were done by the Bank of North Dakota were prudent. And I happen to think there's a lot more oversight from them than will ever come from the federal government on having it being spent correctly. So that's good. But this is sort of a piggy bank now to add another $350 billion there. Governor Burgum's going to join us later, and I'll ask him about that as well. $50 billion goes to public health jobs programs. Now, I don't know what that means, but public health programs are interesting. You have one probably in your county. We have a Cass County public health system. Who do they report to? Like Burley County or Morton County, Todd, out your way, or Cass County here. Who do the public health people report to? Who elects them? Who says you're hired, you're not? Does anybody know?
Mm-hmm. I thought that was a mayoral thing, but I could be wrong on that. I mean, don't quote
me. Well, there's city health, and they're under county health, so that's part of the mayoral thing. They basically are unaccountable. They're unaccountable.
Mm-hmm.
They are not elected.
Nope.
So we're going to give them money and help give some more of them.
Perfect.
$25 billion in rent increase, assistance rather, a 15% increase in food stamps, June to September. And by the way, we're going to do the $15 million minimum wage, ending the tip wage. All considered COVID relief. And of course, it costs everybody a lot more money. So there you go, folks. COVID relief exceeding the entire year spending for the entire federal government. This is why we had an election. This is why we worried about it, and it's here. Now it's incumbent of all of us to say, no, 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 no. Donald Trump has said, as you heard yesterday from his campaign manager, he's not for a third party, which would, in fact, split the Republican Party and make neither effective. The Republican Party needs Donald Trump's followers, Donald Trump's supporters, and Donald Trump's mega nation and movement needs the Republican Party. The two together, now, I believe we need a purge of the Republican Party, even here in North Dakota. People on each end of that spectrum don't think enough of the Republican Party to vote the way I think Republicans expect them to. So, you know, libertarians, go your own way, and liberal Republicans, go your own way. We need a little purity in the party anyway, in my mind. But if we don't rise up here, this is what we're going to get. I don't think we ought to be in a circular firing squad saying, I hate everybody because they didn't vote exactly how I wanted on Trump or anything else. I think we need to band together, sort this all out, and go to town. Whole hour, this hour, brought to you by MyPillow. We're efforting an interview with Mike Lindell because he's been permanently banned from Twitter. You see that, Kevin? Permanently banned.
Yep.
He's more dangerous than the Ayatollah who says death to America.
Can't have the pillow guy.
I can't figure it out.
Keep the porn.
He's more dangerous than child porn.
Oh, yeah.
And all the other horrific things that are on Twitter. But Mike Lindell, because he dared to say he thinks the president won, he thinks he has evidence that will prove it, free speech is dead on Twitter.
Boy, it's amazing how they are shutting that conversation down.
Yeah, why that conversation?
Why that one? Yeah.
Why not death to America?
Well, can't we at least look at the indiscretions and the things and the problems that we had in the election?
Now, my solution to Twitter banning Mike Lindell is to show him more support than we ever have. Him being banned on Twitter says to me, I need a robe. Well, you have one, Scott. Yeah, I don't have a white one. I could put one at the lake. Got the gray one at home. Same with Maria. Because they're great robes. It says to me, Valentine's Day is coming up. How about I, pick up some new pajamas? Silk ones, flannel ones for my daughters and my wife. It says to me, I have three pillows, but I want six because I go on the road a lot. The towels, they have comforters now. They have dog beds. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 800-506-9028, promo code Scott. And let's make today the biggest day in the history of MyPillow right here on the radio. Let's do that. Ruger and Golden Valley are first to go. When we come back, don't go away.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Time to go to the mailbag for Jim, the flagpole guy. What you got, Jim?
Oh, Scott, Bill and Kayla from Wheaton. Hey, you told me to send pics of the flag you did for us. I hope to send more when the garden around it becomes established. We love it and get compliments all the time, Bill and Kayla. Isn't that cool, Scott?
That is cool. Thanks, folks, for flying the flag, standing up for America, showing your patriotism. Jim's got a great display waiting for you. Call him at 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Walk like an Egyptian? No?
No.
I thought it was.
It is not.
Okay.
Is that a baseline?
Thank you. Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by Dak Diesel today. How'd you like to save some money every single day you're on the road with your diesel vehicle? If you didn't answer yes, I have a doctor to suggest for you to maybe work on your cranial area. Because who doesn't want to save a couple of bucks for driving down the road in a diesel?
Right.
And my buddy CJ at Dak Diesel can do it for you. So give the darn guy a call, 701-258-5011. Check him out at DakDiesel.com. They got the gizmos. They go on your truck. They got the additives. They got it all. Lots of options for you, and they work. I know, because the listeners who have bought them have called us to say, that works, by the way. 701-258-5011 or DakDiesel.com. And if it's diesel, they'll fix it. Trucks, pickup trucks, semi-tractors, they do it all in Bismarck, North Dakota. Ruger in Golden Valley. Hello, Ruger. That's a nice name. Do you have a Ruger by chance?
Yeah, I got plenty of them. Some great firearms. My dad must have liked them. That's why they named me that.
Well, I don't blame him, because that is a good name. I know a few dogs.
I got two common.
Now I know a person. I said I know a few dogs. I don't, but I know others that do, and now I know, you know, another dog friend was Remy for Remington. Now I know a person named Ruger. It's kind of cool. What's on your mind today?
Okay, I got two things. First one, I want to talk about these Second Amendment bill committees, you know, expansion of gun rights, of your concealed weapons rights, and making North Dakota a Second Amendment sanctuary and expanding your right to self-defense outside your home. One thing I noticed, I would say, like, these meetings have been going good because of the citizens who are showing up here, okay? I haven't seen one person from any gun shop, any of these big box dealers, you know, in Bismarck and wherever, Dickinson, wherever, you know who they are who sell guns. Small gun shops. I haven't seen an FFL. None of these guys are at these meetings wanting these bills passed. You know, I'm sure you guys are, who cares if they ban semi-automatics? You're supposed to pay $200 for each magazine. You guys are getting fat and happy selling guns to everybody. Why don't you guys show up and help us out instead of just having people like me and my buddies take off time from our jobs and having to go up there and do it? I'm sure you got plenty of money and time to do it, so get off your butt. And I'd sure appreciate people calling their representatives and telling them to pass these bills and get them out of committee, too, because, you know, what are you going to do when they ban stuff, sit there and bellyache about it? It doesn't take much to do it, people. Call them, email them. It doesn't take you very long. And one other comment I got, I see now, you know, Lutheran Social Services went belly up. Well, guess what? Old Dougie Burgum wants the state to fund them now, I guess. When the governor's on with you, Scott, tell him, take all these immigrants and refugees and put them in your hometown of Arthur and see how popular you are after about a month. You know, this guy is unbelievable to me.
Yeah, now, again, I don't think that's a permanent thing, and I think that's, okay, what is LSS doing that we consider enough concern that if they're going bankrupt, we need to fill in the holes there, because otherwise it'll be chaos in this particular area. I'd be with you if it was like, we're taking over LSS, we're going to do everything they were doing from, you know, oil patch housing arrangements and everything else. And that story's been very misreported even up there. And, you know, on how exactly that all came apart. I haven't had time to dig into all the details, but I've heard from enough people to say, boy, oh boy, whoever did that reporting had no clue what was happening. And I always go, well, tell me something I don't know when that happens, because that's pretty much daily occurrence. But just before you dig the gov and call him Dougie and think that he's taking over all of us LSS, I don't believe that's the case. I believe this is a limited part. And by the way, it's a limited in the amount of time they'll do it. But I'll ask all those questions of Governor Burgum and Chris Jones.
Can I say one more thing about Second Amendment committees?
Coming up next hour. Of course you can. Of course you can. Yes. Yes.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. I would also say, as far as your gun rights organizations, I've seen one there one time. That was the National Association for Gun Rights. I think they're out of Colorado, and that was on concealed weapons bills. But NRA, GOA, Second Amendment Foundation, again, these guys are raking in money left and right. GOA has been bragging for years how many NRA members they got over there, and their ranks are swelling. Guess what? None of these guys are there helping us out. You know,
you are a warrior on the Second Amendment. We appreciate you. Don't relent. Don't relent. Don't relent. That's a precious right.
I will not.
For this country, and it's the only thing that's between us and literally complete mayhem. Thanks, Ruger. Appreciate the call. I'm watching a Fox News headline now. This is evidently a Fox News alert. Just came out. I don't know how it was announced, but it says Biden singles end to America First policies.
Oh, Yeah,
that's a terrible headline. Holy crap.
Really? They've got the Ayatollah on there, and what's his name in China, the dear leader in China.
Ping.
So they're first now.
I guess. I don't know. Look,
well,
I don't
why
know
would America gonna... not be first?
Hey.
So we want...
You need to embrace our averageness.
I'm going to go
okay?
to the... Let's run
that's up. What I'm saying.
Let's
well, I mean, we don't need
headline.
To be arrogant, but that's why I always get critical of the people who hated the slogan, Make America Great Again. Well, what would you want America to be?
Yeah, make it so-so again. Make it so-so again. Yeah.
Let's go average.
But I don't know. We got to write a sub-headline for this. Biden wants to end America First policy, so the sub-headline should be, we'll settle for second? Said no one ever. I don't know why.
I know. Yeah. You can't make it up.
Tom in West Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Tom, tell us what is on your mind.
Hey, Scott. Yeah, see, I didn't hear your show yesterday. I apologize for that. But, and you were mentioning about dry skin. I use something that, well, they cannot do an FDA approved on it because they don't want to do the testing. But it works really well on skin. It is made by a company called Oben Off, ObenAuf. It really is what it is a leather preservative. But it's all natural made. It's made in Idaho, and a lot of the smoke jumpers use it on their boots. A lot of people use it. This works great, just great on leather, but it also works great on skin. It is, and it does not bother, does not, works great on ankles. See, in the wintertime, your feet are dry. You put it on at night and they're, your feet are nice. Your knees, elbows, you name it, cracked lips, cracked whatever. It works really, really well. Really well.
Well, I appreciate that. Yesterday it was super glue from a listener, and now it's,
Obos?
So I'm going to do a little,
Open off, yeah. Get one of your guys to get Scott get one of your guys. I'm sorry, Todd, but take a look at that. And again, super glue. My massage therapist, he uses that all the time. Super glue. He said that works just great. Yeah, they use that quite a bit.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate that. The care from this audience for my cracked hands knows no bounds. I can't even believe it. Thank you so much.
You bet.
I appreciate that. Who'd you find that has a comment on America First?
Well, this is a representative, House Representative Jamal Bowman, and he's just saying we need to just dial back this exceptional.
But this is a chance for all of us in Congress to sort of begin at a new baseline and stop spreading the myth of American exceptionalism and accept the fact that this is exactly who we are.
Yeah, average. Just average.
Stop this myth
Stop
of
myth.
American exceptionalism.
Yeah. Come on.
Those founding fathers, what a bunch of dolts. They thought America could be the shining beacon of freedom for the world. What a bunch of idiots. Can't even believe it. Freedom is dying every day, folks.
Do we need a Super Bowl anymore?
Mike Lindell gives a little update on his ongoing investigation. He spent millions on this issue. He gets banned from Twitter for life. He's going to join us coming up, too, on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tornado described as large and extremely dangerous by the National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama, left some people with serious injuries and caused significant damage throughout Jefferson County and surrounding areas Monday night. About 13 miles northeast of Birmingham, the city of Centerpoint saw quite a bit of damage from the storm. That's according to Centerpoint Mayor Bobby Scott. The United States has reported its first known case of the COVID-19 P1 variant, first detected in Brazil. The Minnesota Department of Health confirmed the case on Monday. The so-called Brazil variant is thought to be more transmissible. It is not known whether it's more severe. Sam Vigil, a New Mexico man, has sued the sanctuary city of Albuquerque, New Mexico, for protecting his wife's murder suspect. Luis Romero, a three-time deported illegal immigrant and alleged gang member from Mexico, has been in federal custody in Texas and charged with murdering Vigil. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes.
Here he is, folks, back for another exclusive chat. Our friend Mike Lindell of MyPillow, who now has been permanently banned by Twitter. You can't make this up. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. The Ayatollah can say death to America. There's sick, disgusting pornography all over, and they're worried about Mike Lindell's free speech. It's unbelievable. Mike, it just keeps getting crazier by the day, doesn't it?
Well, I must be right over target with this machine fraud, because I want to tell everyone what, you know, I just got off the phone with the national media. I'm actually going on Tucker Carlson tonight on to tell the real truth about what Twitter did. It's more than what you think. About 3 weeks ago, everybody knows I've been on your station, Scott. This is when the hard evidence came out about the Dominion machines and this and the attack by China and these other countries. And we have imprints, cyber forensic imprints, 100% proof. And anyway, this story was broke by the AmericanReport.org. So these guys got a hold of me, and I tweeted out the evidence, just the one page of it. And that's actually the stuff I brought to the president. But I tweeted it out. Oh, boy, anyone that put that out there, their YouTube channels got taken down, their Facebook, my Twitter got taken down at that day. Now, when it got taken down, this is really key. It was said it was going to be taken down for 12 hours, but I could still see my Twitter. I could go around my Twitter. I could look at my posts. I couldn't like anything, and I couldn't retweet anything. But then when the 12 hours got up, they extended it like 20 days. It was, I forget how many days. It just came back up yesterday. But here's the interesting thing. All my friends, it was like I couldn't do anything, but it's like my Twitter was still up. So my friend said, first, a lot of them said, hey, you're not tweeting anything. And I said, well, my Twitter's suspended. They said, well, it doesn't say that. Then some of my friends started saying, why did you retweet that? Twitter was controlling Mike Lindell's Twitter, and they were putting stuff up like I was complacent that I was okay with this election, and they retweeted that stuff.
And you were locked out. At this time, you couldn't touch a thing, right? Yeah.
I couldn't touch a thing. They did it to make a look to the public that I was okay that they with this election fraud, that, you know what, we just accept Joe Biden and blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't totally blatant stuff. But my friends noticed it going, why did you retweet that? I go, I didn't retweet anything. And then I looked and Twitter was doing this. So Scott, I tried to take the tweets down and I couldn't even delete anything. Now, when my Twitter came back on yesterday, I tried to delete something, and it's, I get a thing from Germany, and it says from Germany, it's from Twitter from Germany. This is like living inside of a sci-fi movie, I'm telling you.
It is.
I get a tweet, I get an email from Germany, and it says, you cannot remove tweets now due to section 605 of the Twitter code, the Jack Dorsey code, whatever you want to call it. Well, anyway, so my thing comes back up, my Twitter comes back up, and I put up one tweet, Scott, and I'll read just the beginning of it here. What it was is one of my directors, she feels so bad. She runs my Lindell Recovery Network, and she felt so bad that everybody was saying bad things about me. She wrote this, and I put it up on my Twitter. The real Mike Lindell is much more than pillows and politics. Set aside from what you've heard lately. It goes on and on. He drives a Dodge pickup. He sings out loud to the Bee Gees. Poses happily with his family on their annual hunting trips to the Dakotas. And it goes on and on, telling who I am. This is what she put up on Twitter, or I put up on Twitter, and 5 minutes later, they banned me permanently. They didn't want people seeing the good side or the side of Mike Lindell, the true side, so they banned that. Is that bizarre? And by the way, any of you out there can go see this at MichaelJLindell.com. I put it up there. It's for all to see, and it just tells who I am. I grew up in Minnesota. I go hunting, fishing, and I'm a normal guy. And yeah, I was a crack cocaine addict. That wasn't real normal, but I was very, very transparent about who I was and where I've gotten to. So this is horrible, Scott, what they're doing. I mean, this adds on to the boycott. It adds on to the fake news about me being with some gal that I never met before in my life, which, by the way, I sued yesterday in New York court. And I'm not backing down. I mean, I'm over target. I'm feeling good about this. And we're going to get all the election fraud out there. This isn't over. This country, our country was attacked by China and our election taken. And we're going to get to the bottom of it. It's all going to be out there. I have all the evidence. If I didn't have all the evidence, Scott, I'd be very, very nervous right now putting everything I have on the line. But when I'm on the right side, this is God's timing. I said it before, and it's all going to come out. And then these media outlets can call me and go, wow, Mike, you had this all along. Why didn't you tell anybody? I have told everybody. I told the New York Times, why don't you print this evidence right in your newspaper?
Yeah, and
I told all the national media.
They don't listen, and when you do present it, they take it down. So we know what's going on there. Has Jack Dorsey or anybody from Twitter called to explain this to you? Have they said, hey, Mr. Lindell, here's why we need to do this?
No. Here's what I got, and I took a picture of this, too. Went last night, after we posted this, my Twitter gal, Caitlin, she took a picture of, we just hit 500,000 followers. And now, 3 minutes later, we got this email, and it came in at 10:02, 5 minutes after this happened. It said, hello. Real Mike Lindell has been suspended permanently for violating the Twitter rules, specifically for, says, violating our Twitter rules for services for the purpose of manipulating or interfering in elections. This includes posting or sharing content that may suppress voter turnout or mislead people. So it's kind of their canned thing. But then it says, note, if you attempt to evade a permanent suspension by creating new accounts, we will suspend your new accounts. If you wish to appeal the suspension, contact our support team. You know what I'm doing? You know what I'm doing? Anybody that's on the MyPillow Twitter, that's my new Twitter, and I'm gonna hammer this out there until they suspend that too. That's gonna be my whole focus. And you know what? I'm gonna put it all out there. Now suspend the company's Twitter account.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. And by the way, I don't know a better term, the dark, angry left, the swamp, big tech, the media, they're all in one basket. They will stop at nothing. They will stop at nothing. And guess what? They will go too far. This is going too far. The Ayatollah Khomeini can say death to America. And the creeps in Iran and the terrorists can get on there and say anything they want. And they're more worried about Mike Lindell giving what I believe is factual information that nobody else will look into about the election. Tell folks about the mathematician that came forward to you after you were at the White House, saw that piece of paper, and what he told you.
Yeah, and by the way, he's in Philadelphia day before a judge, or actually tomorrow. This guy came forth. All these people in this country now, I have 11 different groups, but this guy came to me, it's Edward Solomon, and this group came to me and said he's been trying to get the word out. What he did, he's a mathematician, he's a cyber forensics expert, and he said on November 4th, he looked at Virginia and he said, there's something wrong here. And so he started digging into this election. And by mathematics, without needing a machine, all he did was get the actual votes from the precincts. What he needs is the votes down to the precinct level, which he was able to get in Fulton County, all of Georgia and Michigan. But it took him that long to get these forensics or these math algorithms put together. So he gets them together. Scott, I watched it for 5 hours. I was just mesmerized. I go, you got to be kidding. So I'm going to just tell you, just to make the story short, in Fulton County alone, now in any other election, it doesn't matter the 18, it doesn't matter other primaries, whatever, you have to get 60% reducible fractions in your voting. And what that means, it's too hard to explain over the phone what that means, but imagine if you flip a coin 100 times, it should be 50-50. Well, in elections, the irreducible fraction should be 60%. It doesn't matter what side you're voting on or whatever. In Fulton County, it was 15%. So he was able to extrapolate that and this amazing PowerPoint and this mathematical evidence, the cyber forensics, and show that just in Fulton County, 23,700 votes went from Donald Trump to Biden. These mathematics, so in Georgia alone, it comes out to Donald Trump won by 180,000 votes. That's not counting all the cheating and dead people and all that stuff. Now, I said to him, so I had other guys look at this, other math guys, some of the best IT guys in the country, look at this and say, is this true? He said, this is 100% true. Math doesn't lie. 2 + 2 is always 4. 4 + 2 is always 6. This is 100% proof. It validates that this happened and who got the votes and who did.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't tell us who did it. How do we know who did it?
Right. It doesn't tell who did it. Now we have that because this AmericanReport.com. Everybody can go there. The AmericanReport.org, I guess it is. You go there, and these guys have all the evidence of the pages and pages of, you'll see one page there that actually what I brought to the president. This is a cyber imprint where you don't need the machines. It's like what went on in the internet and that machine at this time, or in hyperspace or whatever it is. So this sheet shows, let's say it was China, that it has the IP address of where it was sent from. It has the computer's ID. It has the computer ID, and then it shows where it came to, like let's say it went to Georgia, it shows which computer was hacked, which machine was hacked, which machine was hacked, and how many votes were flipped, and it has the IP address and the ID of the machine. This is like a cyber footprint that you can't lie. This is 100%. It's like taking a picture of somebody shooting somebody.
And the latitude and the longitude. The latitude and the longitude.
Yeah, and the latitude and longitude of where it came from, it's like if you took an arrow and said, okay, it came from China net, came from China over here, went back, flipped the votes, and went here. Now, this is there were 5 countries involved in this. Actually, there was more, but these were the 5 main ones, which China was the leader in this. And all these votes that were flipped, when you get down to a final total, and you guys, everybody can laugh at me out there. I don't care. Donald Trump won 79,800,000 to 68,000,000 for Biden. And then you take off the dead people and all those votes. So it's going to get out there sooner or later. And when it does, it's going to be amazing, everybody.
Will Tucker Carlson have some of that story tonight, or is he just focusing on the Twitter deal?
He's focusing on Twitter, but you know my mouth. I'm putting it out there.
Yeah, he better. We have a present for you. Hang on one sec, Mike. Don't go away, folks.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special. Every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
So it's Scott and Vince in the sauna, actually in the sauna. It's 2021. This is a great place to start your wellness 2021 plan, isn't it, Vince?
It is, and you think about all the benefits of a sauna. One comes to mind, New Year's resolution, losing weight. You will lose weight in a sauna, especially if you couple it with modern exercise, because you go from a sitting heart rate of 60, 70 beats per minute to about 150 in just a 30-minute sauna session.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Find them in West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, or online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Schwann at BuickGMC.com, where your warranty is for a lifetime. New Buick and GMC vehicles, plus used vehicles less than 6 years old, 80,000 miles or under. So if you're looking for a late model used vehicle and you still want that peace of mind of the lifetime limited powertrain warranty, you can shop, click, drive. You can even find out what your trade-in might be worth as well. Check it out at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, Michael Lindell's staying with us for a couple more minutes here, and I have two surprises for him here. One, I would like to say the following. My wife, is a big fan of the MyPillow products, and she likes nothing better of all of your products than that new robe, just so you know. So you crushed it on the robe. I just wanted you to know.
Awesome.
Yeah, and this is a great product, and now there's comforters and all the new products. I can't keep up with the new products, so... We're encouraging folks to make sure that they reward all your good hard work on this. I know you buy the book at $9.97, and the dollars all go to this effort and your recovery network, and why wouldn't you want to buy the story behind this that got you to this spot? So I hope folks do that at promo code Scott if you go to mypillow.com or 800-506-9028. Did I hear right? You had your biggest sales day ever last week? One single day?
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's getting behind us in this country, and it's and I believe it's, you know, it's not just a political guy. All people are. I think people, even that, you know, my friends that are Democrats, they go, we didn't vote for this. We, you know, this is socialism attacking us. But everybody's buying, and you know, the boycott they had at the box store. So we had our biggest day ever. My employees were hiring 50 to 100 people a week right now.
Have any of those big box stores from JCPenney to Kohl's and Coburn's and the rest, did they come back and said, we get it now, it was bots, and we got more people that say they want MyPillow in the stores that don't? Any of them rescinded that ridiculous, you know, socialistic effort to kick you out? Are they anybody talking
about Costco went public, but they weren't one of the original ones. They had called me, but they had other things that, you know, they were going to go all the way out to June. We've been in discussion a long time with them because they might discontinue some of their road shows. But Costco got attacked, and they came out very publicly and said, we're sticking with MyPillow, and we are obligated to our contract. You see, a lot of these, they broke contracts too. They just can't, you know, cancel POs. But other than the two, I talked to a couple in North Carolina, the chain of stores there, and I talked to their CEO, and I said, you know, I said, you guys, these aren't real people. These are bots and trolls attacking. These aren't your customers. If you succumb out of fear, then your real customers are going to be upset. And they listen to me, and they're very happy. They're doing very well. I just talked to a guy yesterday. He says, wow, we're busier than we've ever been. And all these other stores like Bed Bath, Kohl's, H-E-B, I want everyone to keep including H-E-B, supposed to be this great Christian company out of Texas, they sent me a letter and just buckled. They were the first one. So H-E-B, if everybody remembers that. I mean, that's just terrible what they've done. But you know what? What's going to happen, Scott, is that people are cutting up their credit cards. I'm getting emails all over social media. Of course, I can't see it anymore, but other people can. It's like a big battle where I'm not shopping there anymore, and they're cutting up their cards. And I feel bad for these box stores that did this because they don't realize these people weren't real. They were bots and trolls, and these are attack groups. This is what can destroy our country. Your Twitters, your Facebooks, and your bots and trolls, and it's called Sleeping Giant. These guys go after to destroy businesses. So, but you know what? They made a bad business decision, and they're going to start finding out. Companies that do that, they'll end up finding out it's going to crush their business. And you know me, and I was all about helping box stores, and they were hurting bad enough. And so it remains to be seen how it all manifests out for them. But they'll be back. You know, a lot of box stores that have left me before.
They come back and you allow them to save a little face. They slip back in.
Right. Yeah. I forgive them, and then they're good. They're only as good as the next attack.
Now, I know Twitter was afraid of the fact that you sing along with the Bee Gees, but we are not.
Yeah, come on, Mike. You know what we want here. That's what everybody wants to hear now.
Here we go. Staying alive. We're doing it together. We've got to hear you, Mike. Staying alive.
Staying alive.
That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing, and he's staying alive for us.
Staying alive.
Okay, that's beautiful.
Speaking of that, people ask me where I'm at. Just so everybody knows, I'm in a safe place because I don't trust any of them. I'm not in Minnesota, I'm not in D.C., and I'm not in Florida, but I keep media outlets keep calling me up, where are you? I said, you're the last piece I would tell.
Secure bunker, yeah. You're a bunch of bots and trolls. Last surprise you get is to talk to a real live North Dakotan, Mac and Cathay. What do you want to tell Mike Lindell? Go ahead, Mac.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Mike. Mike, you're doing the Lord's work. Those numbers that they came up with are very interesting, and I'm not surprised by those numbers, because I've been saying I bet the president really got 80 million votes. But anyway, I got to tell you a story. A realtor related to me recently last week in Texas. This lady knows two couples. And on election day, they went to vote. Okay, the first couple, the husband said, they told him, well, you already voted. No, I did not. He said, yes, sir, you sent in a mail-in ballot. No.
And you know, Mac, I've got to cut it short because we're out of time. But Mike, that stuff happens in every election. Dead voters vote in every election, but the real steal is the machines. And that's the beauty of your investigation so far, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. This is all that other stuff that the caller was just talking about there. That was the most probably ever done in history, too. Dead people voting, mail-in voting, all this other stuff that went on, the ballot harvesting. But that stuff revealed the big steal was the machines.
Exactly.
We could never have elections ever.
And now we know. We're going to be rooting for you on Tucker Carlson to get the truth out tonight. God bless you, Mike. Thanks.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins and Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins and Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins and Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.